Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Alexei Navalny's family and supporters are laying the opposition leader to rest after his death in prison. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
Hundreds of mourners lined up behind control barriers outside of the church, many holding red flowers. On live-streamed footage, the crowd applauded and chanted his name as his coffin was taken out of the vehicle as it arrived at the church. Many came from around Russia to say their goodbyes. Mourner Nadezhda Ivanova, who came from Kaliningrad for the event, told the AP, Alexei, for everyone who's here today and for many who did not dare to come here, is a person who not only gave his life in the fight for something, but who gave his life in the fight for us. His supporters say several churches in Moscow refused to hold the service before Navalny's team got permission from one in the capital's Marino district. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian forces battling Russian efforts in advance to the city of Bakhmut said that they are facing constant attacks from Moscow troops. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Soldiers at the 17th Separate Tank Brigade's position said they have been experiencing a large Russian push over the last 3 weeks. This is Dmitro, commander of the tank company. You can really feel it. The density of fire is higher. When we can make 10 shots, they can make 50. They have an advantage over us in ammunition. It's undeniable. And also there is an advantage in manpower on the other side. Though Russia's gains have been small, slow, and costly, Ukraine does not have enough reservists and has a severe shortage of artillery shells since the supply of military aid from its Western partners has declined. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.